The last winner of the Iowa caucuses on the Republican side in 2008 was Mike Huckabee, and he's back. Last night in Des Moines, he hosted four of this year's contenders at a premiere of an anti-abortion film in which Huckabee appears. There was no endorsement from Huckabee, but there was a lot of talk about the need for abortion and other social issues to play a role in selecting a nominee. That in a year when polls show that even evangelical voters are most concerned about jobs and the economy. NPR national political correspondent Don Gagne was there.
Huckabee, the former Arkansas governor and now a Fox News personality, decided last spring he would not be a candidate this year. But he still got a hero's welcome in the state that gave him victory in its caucuses 4 years ago. All of the candidates for this year's GOP nomination were invited to attend this film screening. Here's Huckabee.
There were four candidates who cleared their schedules and made this a priority event. You know, this event is not here to endorse a candidate, but I think it is significant that all four of the candidates who are present tonight have endorsed life.
Those candidates were Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann, former House Speaker Newt Gingrich, Texas Governor Rick Perry, and former Senator Rick Santorum. Each has been courting the Iowa GOP's large contingent of evangelicals and Christian conservatives. Each was on topic last night.
I'm here to tell you tonight, as President of the United States, pro-lifers will never again be sent to stand against the wall. We will advance the cause of life in my administration.
Legislation on that first day will go up to the Congress, asking it to defund Planned Parenthood and put all of the money into adoption services to give young women the choice of life rather than the choice of death.
Federal judges who legislate from the bench and who impose their beliefs, these legislators and judges do not deserve a lifetime appointment to the federal bench.
And people in our party call for a truce. It is a surrender, not a truce. And under a Santorum presidency, there will be no surrender.
4 years ago, Huckabee won the caucuses because these voters rallied behind him. This time around, the votes of conservative Christians are not just going to one candidate. Take this couple at last night's screening, Charles and Wilda Albrecht. He's 70, she's 66. His choice?
Almost 100% is Rick Santorum. I just think he is consistent. He's a conservative.
And hers?
I like Michelle Bachmann. And
tell me why.
Because I believe she tells it like it is.
As to whether it would be better if there were a consensus candidate among Christian conservatives.
We all have a right to vote how we want.
A recent CBS News New York Times poll shows Newt Gingrich leading among white evangelicals in Iowa, getting 34%. Also in double digits are, in order of support, Ron Paul, Rick Perry, Michelle Bachmann, and Mitt Romney. That fragmentation makes it less likely that evangelicals will be able to take credit for picking Iowa's winner as they could with Huckabee in 08. Each of the candidates speaking last night would love Huckabee's endorsement. I asked him about that as he headed to a waiting SUV.
No, I don't plan to endorse because I really think that at this point, if I walked into the voting booth, I'm not sure who I would vote for tonight.
But he predicted that whoever wins the nomination will be supported by Christian conservatives. Don Gagne, NPR News, Des Moines.